This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Death toll from Bhotikosi River floods reaches 359, 910 still out of contact. Prime Minister Balendra Shah inspects flood-hit areas, directs speedy rescue, treatment and relief for displaced people. All-party meeting calls for unity in flood response, urges transparent relief, verified information and stronger disaster preparedness. And tech giants warn time is running out to prepare for AI threats. Now the news in detail. The death toll from the flash flood and landslides in Bhotikosi River has risen to 359. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, or NDRRMA, says all 359 bodies have been recovered from different districts. The recovered bodies include 17 in Rasuwa, 28 in Nuwakot, 33 in Dhading, 30 in Gorkha, 82 in Nawalparasi East, 15 in Nawalparasi West, 22 in Tanahu and 132 in Chitwan districts. Rescue operations are continuing in the affected areas. NDRRMA says that 796 people have been rescued by helicopter, including 50 foreign nationals. Another 756 people have been rescued through ground operations. A total of 69 helicopter flights were carried out for rescue operations yesterday alone. The Nepali Army has rescued 350 workers and residents who were trapped inside a tunnel of the Upper Trishuli Hydropower Project in Rasuwa. More than 100 people remain trapped inside the same tunnel and efforts are underway to bring them to safety. Meanwhile, 910 people remain out of contact. The list includes security personnel and government employees, as well as people from Rasuwa, Nuwakot and other districts, foreign nationals and Nepali citizens living abroad who were visiting Nepal. Likewise, local authorities across the country have separately reported 15 people missing from Bara, 79 from Dhading, 7 from Gulmi, 24 from Saptari and 55 from Gorkha. Authorities say some of those missing had travelled to Rasuwa for work, business or other purposes, and efforts are continuing to verify the information and trace those who remain out of contact. Meanwhile, authorities have issued a fresh warning to people living downstream of the Bhotikosi River. The Water Resources Research and Development Center says satellite images and preliminary analysis indicate that a lake has formed near the source area of the flood. Authorities warn that the lake could breach as the water level rises. Residents, travelers and rescue workers in downstream areas have been urged to remain highly alert and stay away from riverbanks and other risky locations. Prime Minister Balendra Shah inspected flood-hit areas in Bidur and surrounding parts of Nuwakot yesterday. He travelled to Nuwakot by road with Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal and returned to Kathmandu the same day. During the visit, Prime Minister Shah assessed the damage and met local officials, security personnel and people's representatives. He directed authorities to provide immediate relief to displaced families and speed up rescue operations. The Prime Minister also called for free and effective treatment for the injured. He instructed concerned agencies to restore blocked roads and other damaged infrastructure as soon as possible. At a high-level meeting after returning to Kathmandu, Prime Minister Shah stressed the need for clean and well-managed relief camps. He also directed the concerned ministries to prepare a coordinated plan to restore roads, electricity, drinking water and communication services. Likewise, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has set up an emergency response team to support the search, rescue and consular assistance of foreign nationals affected by the flash flood. The team will coordinate with the ministry to collect and verify information about foreign nationals who are missing or affected by the disaster. It will also coordinate with government agencies and provide information to families and diplomatic missions. The ministry has asked diplomatic missions, international organizations, families and members of the public to share information about the foreign nationals affected by or missing in the flood. For emergency information, people can contact the ministry through the WhatsApp and hotline numbers available on its website and can also send emails to emergency@mofa.gov.np. The ministry has also urged everyone to avoid spreading unverified information and rely on official sources for accurate and timely updates. In the meantime, the Ministry of Information and Communications has urged internet users and the media to avoid sharing sensitive images, videos and unverified information about the disaster in Rasua, Nuakot and Dading. The ministry says false, disturbing and unverified content can cause further distress to affected families and may also hamper rescue and relief efforts. Issuing an appeal, Ministry spokesperson Uday Rana Magar has urged the public and media to rely on verified information from the Home Ministry, district administration offices, security agencies and local disaster management committees. The ministry has also asked people not to post or repost distressing images and videos of victims on social media and has encouraged the responsible use of social media to share accurate and useful information. An all-party meeting has been held at Singhadarbar to strengthen search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts following the Bhotikoshi flood. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani called the meeting, which brought together leaders from major political parties. The participants called for political unity and urged all parties to keep disaster response above political differences and personal interest. The meeting also stressed transparency in donations. It urged people to contribute only through the official Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund and other designated government accounts. The meeting called on the government to conduct scientific research and mapping of hazardous glaciers and strengthen the country's disaster management system. Nepali Congress leader Gagan Kumar Thapa, Nepali Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal presenter, CPN UML leader Shankar Pokharel and other political parties' leaders attended the meeting. In an effort to support rescue and relief efforts, government employees will contribute part of their monthly salary to the Prime Minister Disaster Relief Fund. A secretary-level meeting at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has decided that employees will contribute from their basic salary for the month of Bhadra. The contributions from federal government employees are expected to raise around 360 million rupees for the relief fund. The meeting has also appealed to provincial and local government employees and staff of public bodies to make similar contributions. Likewise, President Ramchandra Paudil has pledged the donation of an amount equal to 1 month's salary to the relief fund. Furthermore, the government has also ordered immediate action to reveal damaged essential infrastructure, including roads, bridges, drinking water systems, electricity and telecommunications. Leaders from several countries have expressed deep sorrow over the loss of life and destruction caused by the flash flood in the Bhotikoshi River. They have offered condolences to the bereaved families and expressed solidarity with Nepal during this difficult time. Prime ministers from Japan, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Australia, Canada, Germany, Lithuania, Malaysia, Singapore and New Zealand have expressed condolences and solidarity with Nepal. The United Kingdom has also expressed deep sorrow over the disaster. King Charles III extended sympathy to bereaved families and praised those involved in rescue efforts. Similarly, US President Donald Trump said the US is ready to provide Nepal with any assistance it needs. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Sisir Kanal has held telephone talks with his counterparts from South Korea and United Kingdom. The United Arab Emirates has also expressed condolences to the families of those killed and wished a speedy recovery to the injured. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has also thanked all friendly countries for their messages of sympathy and solidarity. Janai Purnima, also known as Rishi Tarpani, is being observed across the country today. On this occasion, people who wear the sacred thread or Janai change it after taking a bath and having their hair shaved. Devotees also receive a sacred yellow thread around the wrist called Raksha Bandhan, which is believed to offer protection from fear and illnesses. The Nivar community observes the festival as Kwanti Purnima. People prepare and enjoy Kwanti, a nutritious soup made from 9 different types of beans. In the Tarai region, the festival is also marked as Raksha Bandhan. Sisters tie Rakhi around their brother's wrist and wish them long life, good health and prosperity. The government has declared a public holiday today on the occasion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. More than 100 technology and cybersecurity companies are calling for stronger defenses against the growing threat of artificial intelligence-powered cyber attacks. The companies including Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, Anthropic, Amazon, and others warn in an open letter that AI-powered attacks could become more common and sophisticated within months as the technology rapidly develops. The companies say existing cybersecurity measures may not be enough, especially for critical services such as hospitals, water systems, power networks, and internet infrastructure. The appeal comes amid a series of recent cyber incidents. Meanwhile, experts warn that AI could allow attackers to identify weaknesses and automate cyber operations much faster than before. Now the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions. Likewise, moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly regions and at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces and at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai region of Kosi province today. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is currently located slightly north of its average position in the western region and around its average position in the eastern region. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 30 and 32 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Death toll from Bhotikosi River floods reaches 359, 910 still out of contact. Prime Minister Balendra Shah inspects flood-hit areas, directs speedy rescue, treatment and relief for displaced people. All-party meeting calls for unity in flood response, urges transparent relief, verified information and stronger disaster preparedness. And tech giants warn time is running out to prepare for AI threats. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.